From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. U.S. senators on Friday are expected to pass a procedural vote on the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh with a full vote, possibly over the weekend. On Thursday, the FBI released its very narrow report on allegations of sexual assault to members of the Senate. The report is being kept closely guarded from the public, but Senate Democrats complained that federal law enforcement officers did not interview nearly enough people with knowledge of the matter, including Kavanaugh and his first accuser, Christine Blasey Ford. As of this recording, Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who was wavering in her opposition to Kavanaugh, has announced she will not vote for him. What the FBI did not examine was whether Kavanaugh was truthful in several other claims he made during his sworn testimony. Many media outlets have pointed out that Kavanaugh simply lied about numerous things, and because he did so under oath, it could amount to perjury. Well, this week, Brave New Films published a video of Kavanaugh's lies, which we now feature on our show.
Do you affirm that the testimony you're about to give before the committee will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
When I got to the small gathering, Brett and Mark were visibly drunk.
Drinking is one thing, but the concern is about truthfulness. And in your written testimony, you said sometimes you had too many drinks. Was there ever a time when you drank so much that you couldn't remember what happened or part of what happened the night before?
I was witness to the night that he got tapped into that fraternity, and he was stumbling drunk in a ridiculous costume, saying really dumb things. And I can almost guarantee that there's no way that he remembers that night.
Have you ever passed out from drinking?
I have seen Brett drunk to the point he could easily be passed out.
We drank beer, we like beer.
What do you consider to be too many beers?
I don't know.
He was always one of the beer-drinking boys, and I drank beer with him.
So you were not as a sloppy drunk, and so your roommate was lying.
I will refer you again to the redacted portion. I'll say, look at my academic record.
I have direct, repeated knowledge about Brett's drinking and his disposition while drunk.
He drank heavily, he was a partier, he liked to do beer bongs, he definitely was sloppy drunk.
Let me, if I can, return to a line of questioning my colleague was on before, which was about whether you've ever gotten aggressive while drinking or forgotten an evening after drinking.
I did very well at Yale. I also drank to excess many nights with Brett Kavanaugh.
I'm a registered Republican. I'm not part of some left-wing conspiracy.
There were certainly many times when he could not remember what was going on.
So the vomiting that you reference in the Ralph Club reference related to the consumption of alcohol.
Sarah, I was the top of my class.
He was a big partier, often drank to excess, and there had to be a number of nights where he does not remember.
There's no problem with drinking beer in college. Problem is lying about it.
If he lied about his past actions on national television, and more especially while speaking under oath in front of the United States Senate, I believe those lies should have consequences.
Many athletes at Yale were incredibly disappointed with the performance today, and quite frankly, it was a blatant lie.
It is truth that is at stake, and I believe that the ability to speak the truth, even when it does not reflect well upon oneself, is a paramount quality we seek in our nation's most powerful judges.
to lie under oath, to lie about that, then what else is true? To not know the difference between truth and lies? That's just terrible.
If Judge Kavanaugh is shown to have lied to the committee, nomination's over?
Oh, yes. I would think so.
That's a new short video by Brave New Films about Brett Kavanaugh's lies during his Senate Judiciary Committee testimony. You can watch the film yourself and share it online from BNF's Facebook page at facebook.com/bravenewfilms. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram at RU with Sonali.